happy, happy, happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend? I sure hope you did. I know I did. Why do I know that? Because I either did fun stuff or I rested. That's pretty much it. And it's not summertime. It's wintertime in Florida. That means we don't have to do anything outside right now. It's just enjoy the wonderful life that Florida gives us in the wintertime. But I hope your weekend was great, too. I hope it wasn't 15 degrees because I hear that's going around right now. You know what they call that, don't you? Winter! But today we're going to take away the fear of winter, the fear of summer if you live in Florida, the fear of everything. We're going to take away the fear of change. Change by just changing your mindset just a little bit. Live and breathe by this one every single day, I promise. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because we all need it. Everybody, Zig Ziglar had said it one time. He said, motivation's like taking a bath. You need one every day, right? Or something like that. You know, it's true. And some people, listen, if you're in a motivation, you kind of fall into a couple of camps. Either you just totally don't believe in being motivated. It's like, oh, it's crazy motivation stuff. Those guys that do that kind of thing. And there are people out there like that. Or you found it for a reason and a season in your life and you need it and you may be there today. I need to find this guy to pick me up and take me someplace and give me some ideas and just believe that anything's possible. And that's probably a huge part of our audience, probably 80% of it, I would think. And there's another smaller group that just, and I fall into this group. No, there's four groups. The other group is a group that is that needs it, believes in it, knows it helps drive their life. It teaches them things. It allows them to mastermind, get the skills they need, get the demeanor they need, the emotional strength they need. And they lean on it for that. That's the guy that I am. What's that fourth group I just thought about? It's the kind of the motivation junkies who collect, read all the books, listen to every podcast, do all that kind of stuff, keep moving around and never do anything. Don't be that person. Don't be that person. Which one are you? I want you to be the person that I am, the people that my friends are, understanding the power of somebody to help you kind of go through life and stay upbeat and stay positive and give you a skill set. Mastermind with people who have done stuff you haven't done. Listen, pay attention. Listen between the lines. I make a lot of jokes around here. I do all kind of people. Some people say, you act like a freaking disc jockey, not a motivation guy. Yeah, that's who I am. That's who I've been my whole life. I was a disc jockey for 20 years. Listen between the lines. Listen to the nuance. When you go to my best clients, when they come in here, the best ones that work with me, they're not taking notes every 10 seconds. They're not asking me, they're not rushing me to give them all the information I can in 60 minutes before the call is over. No. You've heard this before. They get one breakthrough. It's worth everything. So listen for your breakthrough. It's going to show up between the lines during this program. It's not going to be the overt thing I say. It's going to be the covert thing you hear. Listen closely to it. Wow. What a start. Okay. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. I am. Mondays, we ask the question, how's your life going? Because you got some homework to do when the show's over today. You're going to take a little pad of paper. I like paper because it's easier, and then I transfer it to the computer. Remember, paper takes what's in your mind and makes it real. You literally manifest something. You put letters on a page. Computers, just computer stuff. Ask yourself, how's my life going? The roles of my life? Am I happy? Am I sad? Am I in between? Just ask yourself those questions and be honest with the answer. Don't lie to yourself. Take the honest answer that comes rushing into your brain. If it says, you suck, say, yeah, okay, how do I fix that? If it says, you're great, okay, how can I keep being greater? You're in the middle somewhere. You don't know what you're doing. Okay, great. I know that already. That's why I'm listening to the Daily Wiz podcast. Figure out how I can be great forever. But the attitude is that you simply ask yourself and be honest with yourself and stop lying to yourself and not pretending and stop doing the stuff you've done your entire life and listen to your inner self who's actually preaching at you. You think, well, do what I do. That stuff that keeps you awake at 3 o'clock in the morning. Get that answer. It'll change you. All right. I've been fired up for a week, haven't I? I like being fired up. Because fire up's scary. Usually leads to change. Are you afraid of change? Change is one of those things I could talk about forever. Yeah, I put change in a title and everybody listens. Change, procrastination, break bad habits, lose weight, all that stuff put in a title. Everybody, oh, I want that one. Time management, productivity, probably the biggest. You want to do an exercise in productivity? Just Google productivity and watch how much time is wasted trying to be more productive. Just saying. this afternoon when you kill some time, just go do it. But it's entertainment. It's better than binging Netflix. Change. How about no more fear of change? What if everything you did today came with no limitations and good consequences? What would you do with your life? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. You hear in the world that I live in and the world we believe in, we hear about limitations and false beliefs or limiting beliefs. Sometimes the word you hear, absolutely true. It's false, but it is limiting you. It happens all the time. And a guy that does the kind of work I do, whether it be in helping people get what they want in life or frankly, making sales and building my business, I break false beliefs. I remove limiting beliefs. I build in empowering beliefs, true beliefs. That's what we do. So limitations are, some are helpful, some are good. You know, staying within the speed limits is a good limitation. Not that anybody does that anymore. If you've been on I-4 between Daytona and Orlando Beach, Orlando, Florida, you know, no limitations out there don't matter anyway. Basically, it's stay between the lines and don't get caught. That's a limitation. But sometimes limitations keep you from getting tickets. That's a good thing. But limiting yourself to a job that doesn't serve you or a relationship that doesn't serve you, or not going for your dreams because you're limiting yourself and your belief system, that's bad. That's the best word I can say for it, just bad, because it's not true. All of that can be changed. So while limits can be good for you, sometimes they're not. And that's the paradox that makes this difficult to understand. It is both at the same time. You've got to see both sides of it. And you can use the power, whichever one you choose. Fear of change usually is what creates a limitation. But fear is going to be there. False evidence appearing real. Read that somewhere. Acronym. Hey, a lot of that this week. It usually creates limitations. Or is it fear of harmful consequences? Scott, you're getting off track. No, I'm not. I'm right on track here. What if all the consequences of your life were good? So I want you to be not afraid of fear anymore. Asking someone on a date, I remember. Yeah, it doesn't matter how long I did it. I didn't do it very much. I married two women in my life. First one decided to die on me. So I met another one. I really only dated twice, and I don't want to ever do it again. I'm done. Because even in high school, I remember fearfully asking, Ellen was her name, to go to my homecoming dance. And the scary thing was, everybody told her I was going to ask, and she said, I want to go with him. And I still was afraid to ask. Oh, my God. When I asked my wife to marry me, the most intimate relationship you can ever have, I knew she'd say yes because we had talked about getting married. But I had to ask her, it's the scariest thing in the world. Scared me the first time I did it. Scared me more the second time I did it. Coming out of the bathroom at the ocean deck in Daytona Beach, Florida. Washed my hands really good. The dance floor was cranking out the electric slide at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I stopped and stepped into the slide for a minute, nervous that she would say no. Electric slide ended. She's like, what are you doing? Dance without me? I said, it's a line dance. I can do that. Walked back over to the table, sat down. I said, Joy, I've decided I should ask you if I should marry you. I'm scared to death what she would say. And you know what she said to me? So are you going to ask? So will you marry me? She did. I'm scared to death. What's the consequence of it? Turned out being really good. So as you go through your day today, as you roll through your day, as you contemplate all the changes that are going to be good and bad that are coming in your life, and even the ones you can't see, the ones that are more fearful because you haven't even addressed them because you don't know what's coming, so you want to keep your head in the sand. Just understanding that those limiting beliefs you have are just that. They're just limiting beliefs, and a belief is just something you believe for some reason. Sometimes limitations are really, really good, and sometimes they're very helpful, and sometimes they're none at all. Sometimes you can make the change, and all the limitations you think are going to be there, they don't show up. And consequences. I just love this one. It took me a very long time to realize that sometimes the very bad consequences of whatever I was going to do ended up being good. In fact, as I look back at my life, the consequences of my actions generally have turned out pretty well. What was I so afraid of? Good question. I don't remember anymore. Nor do I want to, obviously. So that's your day today. I want you to get out there and take on the world and just understand that there's nothing to be fearful for except change itself. But as Woodrow Wilson said, the only thing constant in life is change. It's going to come whether you like it or not. So you may as well embrace it and understand that that is your power in life. All right. I'm going to get out of here. Would you visit me at Facebook? We have fun over there. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And if you have been hearing me talk about the gratitude journal that I wrote to help you, I wrote it for men specifically. A lot of ladies are doing it well, and it's really, really having a nice impact. Just go to dailygratitudeboost.com. You'll find it on Amazon. You can buy that book, order it, and then sit down and get ready to do some work. It's not an easy one to do. I'll promise you that. It's going to make you think, but isn't that what you want? I think so. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Have a great day. Make your life whatever you want it to be. Stay positive, and I'll see you tomorrow.